Cleveland. There's trying to think of the capital of all.
Where are the Reds from?
The what?
The Reds.
Cleveland.
Yeah. The other.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Okay, Cincinnati. Red.
You wake up in the what time of day?
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Something's coming this direction. It's coming how?
Toward.
Uh-huh. Would you use up and down and travel? Like, would you say, I'm going up to Albuquerque?
That's probably what I would say, yeah.
How about Cloudcroft? I'm going over to Cloudcroft or up to Cloudcroft?
Well, I probably would not even think about it, but I think either way would be...
Well, because sometimes people say, I'm going up to Cloudcroft because it's up,
mm-hmm.
like in height.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm going up to Albuquerque means more like I'm going north to Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a very likely thing that a lot of people do.
How about I'm going over or down to Tucson? You just wouldn't
just
use
going,
either one.
I wouldn't use that.
Okay.
It's like going that way, going over. Over.
This action.
Push.
Yeah, and the opposite is.
Pull.
Mm-hmm. What are the past tenses of those?
Pushed and pulled.
Uh-huh. And what would you say if, like, you wanted to visit a neighbor and you told your friend later, you said, oh, I went and visited so-and-so, and they said, oh, did you drive? And you're like, no, I only had to go...
Next door or something like that?
Yeah.
Just down the street?
Mm-hmm.
Up the street?
Mm-hmm. What would you say if you had to go all the way to the east side of town? You'd say, I had to go...
Clear over there, yeah.
Okay.
Which we were this morning.
What do you call the place where the people get off the train?
Depot.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a term called the anti-goglin or anti-godlin? You ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. What would you say to your guests as they leave after a party? Or?
Finally.
Finally? That's great. Would you use any Spanish terms?
Yeah, adios. Y'all come back. it's kind of hard to really think how you do things offhand that you don't always do and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Mm-hmm. Some people say, you know, hasta la vista, you know, but I don't know if it's like, you know, funny or whether they do it because they identify with that being in El Paso, and that's what you sort of say to people, you know.
Yeah, I think adios is used by a lot of people there. Que le vaya bien, go well, make things
uh-huh.
go well.
I like that one, yeah.
Yeah. And hasta la vista, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. That's the whole interview.
All right.